Second number coming up at 15 before the hour after CF Newscast. But right now it's time for Money Mondays with Melody Hobson. And Melody is president of Ariel Investment, a Chicago-based money management firm that serves individual investors and retirement plans through its no-load mutual funds and separate accounts. Additionally, she's a regular financial contributor and analyst for CBS News every Monday on the Time Joiner Morning Show. Good morning, Melody.
Good morning.
My voice is kind of hoarse because I've been in Selma all weekend.
Great.
Yeah, but what's your excuse? Wait a minute, listen to you.
Well, I was at the Ariel board retreat for the entire weekend. Ooh. In New York.
Well, usually retreats
I'll
indicate.
Trade. I'll trade. Presenting for hours.
Still cold in New York, huh?
Not bad. Yesterday in the 40s, but I was inside a conference room for the entire day, 9 hours.
So what does this mean when they say the dollar is strong?
Yeah, I wanted to talk about the dollar. It's not something we ever really do where we talk about currencies. But the dollar has been on a surge against all the major currencies around the world. So an example, the euro is now at an 11.5-year low against the dollar. So right now, $1 equals 1.10 euro.
Wow.
It's dropped more than 25% against the Japanese yen in recent months. So the dollar is surging against all these world economies, which has some root implications for individuals and for companies.
Yeah, because the euro was like, it was so high. The currency exchange was so high that when we went to Europe, I gave them $100 bill. They gave me 60 euros.
Yeah. No, I mean, there were moments there that people thought it would go to $2 at one point, that wow. 1 euro would be 2 American dollars. So part of the reason that the American dollar has been so strong is because relative to the rest of the world, our economy has been doing pretty well. And
really?
We've been seeing slower but consistent growth when some of the other economies in the world have seen very little growth. So it's been making our currency a stronger currency.
It was so high that a lot of people in Europe were doing Christmas shopping in the United States because
That's
it was
right.
cheaper.
They were coming to America to do all sorts of things. It was cheaper for them to buy homes here. It was cheaper for them to shop here. So the impact of our dollar getting stronger is both good and bad for us.
And how so?
So the one thing that is bad for us is that from a trading perspective, if we're exporting goods, so things are made in America and we're sending them to the rest of the world, they're going to cost more to people in the rest of the world, which means they may not buy as much. On the flip side, when we're importing goods, things that are coming from the rest of the world that we're buying and coming here, they're going to be cheaper for us. So the big thing we've seen where that has happened, oil. Oil is an import, and it's cheaper for us coming into America.
Oh.
The other thing we'll see, luxury goods. If you're buying designer clothes or designer handbags, those things are going to be noticeably cheaper as they're imported into the United States.
And
now, the other thing is companies that are doing business overseas, if they have a lot of their revenues coming from overseas and they have to convert them back into U.S. dollars, that's going to hurt them. But there's been no evidence to show that there's a big correlation between the dollar and how it moves and what happens in the stock market. Generally, it's related to individual companies or individual industries as opposed to the stock market as a whole. So if you think there's that correlation, don't be so concerned.
Hmm.
And Friday when the jobs report came out and it was so good and then the Dow dropped, what, over 200 points?
Yeah, but the thing is with that jobs report was fantastic, 295,000 jobs. The number was expected was 240, so it was 22% higher than expectations. It's 12 months consecutive 200,000 plus job growth, but the story there is that now people are concerned that the Federal Reserve, that's Fed Chairman Janet Yellen, is going to raise interest rates at her next meeting in June. People are thinking interest rates would be rising in the fall. it makes no sense to me because we know rates are going to rise. It's just a question of when. And, you know, it's going to be a slow and measured pace. The idea is that when rates go up, stocks become less attractive because you can buy bonds.
Right.
But I think it'll be a while before that rates happens. Go up to such a degree that stocks aren't attractive, especially since U.S. companies look so great.
The dollar is strong. Unemployment is down.
Growth.
Jobs growth. And they say he's doing a bad job.